Let's head overseas for a moment now to the African nation of Uganda. With an average age of 17, the country has one of the youngest populations in the world. That means most voters who'll go to the polls tomorrow to elect a leader have only known one president, Yoweri Museveni, who's been in power for 35 years. His rival, a singer-turned politician who is half his age, has electrified young people, as NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
The capital of Uganda is known for its boda bodas, motorcycle taxis that crowd at intersections and weave through traffic. They are mostly driven by young men. Vincent Chisito, who is 24, lounges on his motorcycle in downtown Kampala. Over the past few years, he says security forces have made his life impossible. They look for every violation to arrest him or impound his motorcycle to squeeze a bribe out of him. The little money he gets, he says, goes to the cops. But Chisito says he is hopeful right now, and it is all because of the singer-turned-presidential candidate Bobby Wine. He says Bobby Wine rose from the ghetto, so he knows the struggle. Bobby Wine's run for president, he says, makes him believe that change is possible.
Did you used to care about politics?
No,
I never did. I never thought that I had got a candidate who would show me the beauty about Uganda, what I can be and what I can do for my country.
Sarah Bariti of the Center for Constitutional Governance says young people in Uganda represent the largest part of the electorate, but they are left at the margins of society with few jobs or opportunities. She says that's the way it's been for decades, and so in the previous two elections, young people stayed home. But 5 years ago, Bobby Wine was elected to parliament. He led a rebellion against the social media tax and against changing the constitution to allow President Museveni to run again. Both efforts failed, but
Bobby Wine re-energized young people, and they are now interested in the affairs of their country.
Bariti says they are also sophisticated. They grew up on the internet, carefully studying mature democracies, and they know what Museveni calls a democracy, one full of crackdowns on opposition and free speech, is not that.
They cannot take an excuse of democracy, and that's why they're on the streets fighting.
On the outskirts of Kampala, Ronnie Mwange, who is 28, shows me his house.
This is supposed to be a dining.
He built this house with money from his motorcycle taxi. It was never his dream to drive a motorcycle, but he was orphaned. He couldn't afford school, and with a motorcycle, he could hustle 24/7. He says he survived on soft drinks to save enough to build this two-bedroom house.
This is supposed to be a garage. Supposing if I get a vehicle...
You can still dream in Uganda.
Yeah, we can still dream in Uganda. But if I tell you at my age and the way I work, I wouldn't be only having this.
He deserves better, he says. Uganda deserves better. He says in the past he didn't care much for politics, but this time he made sure to stop by his polling station to pick up his registration.
Why?
Because I still have hope that maybe this time around things might change.
Maybe this time, he says, young people can change Uganda. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Kampala.